Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today here on Block Talk Radio and at truthought.org for joining us on the internet for another episode of The Best Hour. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to be discussing Lesson 301, and God Himself shall wipe away all tears. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. And God Himself shall wipe away all tears. Father, unless I judge, I cannot weep, nor can I suffer pain or feel I'm abandoned and unneeded in the world. This is my home because I judge it not, and therefore it is only what you will. Let me today behold it uncondemned through happy eyes forgiveness has released from all distortion. Let me see your world instead of mine, and all the tears I shed will be forgotten, for their source is gone. Father, I will not judge your world today.
God's world is happy. Those who look on it can only add their joy to it and bless it as a cause of further joy in them. We wept because we did not understand, but we have learned the world we saw was false, and we will look upon God's world today. And God Himself shall wipe away all tears.
And so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. This lesson really is heralding the awakening of mind. This is in response to the question, what is the second coming? And in the response that Jesus, the answer to that question that Jesus gave us in the Course of Miracles here in this section, it's clear that we are the second coming. The second coming is really just the awakening of the individuated child of God who believes themselves to be living in a different world, living in a different reality than what God has created, and that we are indeed different than what God has created us to be, that we're bodies that were capable of causing harm or doing something wrong, of experiencing sin and sickness and death, and those are all nothing more really than a dream. We're living in an illusory experience, and we are deluded by our own commitment to that illusion. Yet we created it all because we agreed to play a game, a childish game, a tiny mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from God was the question. And in our commitment to discovering the answer to that, here we are. Deluded by a world of insanity that we've created. And it's an outpicturing of our own mind. All of it is just like the dreams we have at night, a drama playing out as a projection of our mind. Yes, we see ourselves as bodies. We see ourselves in the company of others, other bodies, other things. But when we awaken in the morning, we realize the dream was just a dream. There are no tears in reality because you and I are perfect in the eyes of God. We're perfect in our knowing of who we are. We are perfect in our knowing of ourselves as what God has created us to be. So this lesson and this discussion really is just pointing us back, because God Himself shall wipe away all tears. We realize that there really weren't any tears to begin with. It's the realization of ourself in God. And then our dream becomes nothing but a fading memory.
I've been contemplating, you know, this week as we approach, you know, the 2020 presidential election and all of the, what I'm going to just call insanity that I've been noticing in the world, in the news, in and it says in the section of what is the second coming, it is the restoration of sanity and it is the correction of mistakes. And so if I see a world that I perceive to be insane, and as Brother T is teaching, you know, this tiny man idea that I needed to do something to that which was already perfect, that which was already as God created. And what did I do? I judged it. And this says that God will wipe away all the tears, and that I would have no tears when I cease to judge. It says that unless I judge, I cannot weep. And so what is my judgment? My judgment is being laid over the world of perfection. So the world, if it is perceived to be insane and mad world and crazy and all of that and topsy-turvy, it is simply an outpicturing and a reflection of my consciousness and the collective consciousness that God didn't create that world, that we did. I did, we did, and we did it through our judgment. And so before a judgment, to go back before I give a judgment, is to practice the practice of forgiveness. And Tony said that this is really the heralding of the awakening, you know, where we really remember there were no tears. And that's really what forgiveness is. It's going back before there was ever the tiny mad idea, not only of separation, but that I could judge or that I could fix perfection, that perfection needed any fixing whatsoever. And so that's kind of what I see today and discern in this lesson. It talks about that this world, not the world that we're perceiving, but the world that God created, that is my home. And that the world that God created has been abandoned. And in that abandonment, I sense my turmoil, my unneededness, and you know, it's been condemned, because what is to judge other than to condemn, to make a mistake real? And this says, let me today behold it uncondemned, unjudged, forgiven. Through happy eyes, forgiveness has released from all distortion. So this is saying that I have been seeing with distorted eyes, that with eyes that cannot see and cannot behold the beauty that is already there. Let me see God's world instead of mine, and all the tears I shed will be forgiven, for their source is gone. I will not judge the world today, God's world today. I read this in conjunction with the text that talks about sin as an adjustment. And that's back in the textbook. The idea of sin or the judgment, adjusting or attempting to adjust that world that is perfect, the world and myself as God created it. And it is in all of my attempts to make something and fix something through the ego's eyes and mind that have made it a mess. But in a holy instant of forgiveness, the paradigm shift that you've been talking about, Tony, you know, we can let this all just fade away. And so this time of watching events in the world unfold, just let it be, letting it collapse, letting it fall, letting it do what it does. I mean, let's talk about that. What would you add to that? What would you say?
As you're saying that, I'm seeing or being given an image of a merry-go-round. And as I'm looking at the merry-go-round standing to the side, some of the images that are coming around look scary, and some of them look joyful. But they're just going round and round. It's just the turning of the consciousness of the world as it's beginning to reveal itself in a new way. A lot of people are afraid of, they are eager for the coming of Jesus, and they're afraid of the last judgment. And that last judgment has been laid upon our idea of who we are in our relationship to God, because that we are born in sin and all those other, you know, insane ideas. But in the Course in Miracles, Jesus tells us, and as his response in the, you know, what is the second coming? He simply says, you know, that the second coming ends the lessons which the Holy Spirit teaches. And what the Holy Spirit's teaching is a corrected perception. If we join with the Holy Spirit, we look out on the world and we see it through new eyes. We see it through a new mind of certainty, far beyond what the ego can even imagine. And so the ego is busy imagining what the Holy Spirit would see. It's another distraction. But ultimately, once we get to the point where we will allow ourselves to be joined by that mind, to be joined with that mind, to begin to meld into that consciousness, into that vision of Christ, we see the world with new eyes. And he says, he continues, this is making way for the last judgment. And the last judgment is simply, you're perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it, and you must see yourself therefrom. We've never, ever changed what God has created us to be. Perfect in the mind of God, perfect in our expression of love, and none of it can ever be changed. We're returning to our true capital I identity. And that last judgment is just a confirmation of what that truth has always been, that all of this construct of separation is nothing more than a dream.
So everything that we see in the dream that we believe is going to be our source of safety and our source of identity is really... a chimera.
Yes.
It's really, so our safety doesn't lie in the election, doesn't lie in, you know, who wins, who loses, who's on the Supreme Court, who's, you know, whether there's going to be relief, whether I've lost my job or have my job, what's in my bank account, who approves of me, who disapproves of me. And that everything that we're seeing in the world is a judgment, our own judgment, but it's a projection of our own inner fear.
Right.
And you're saying the fear that we have of how we will be judged, and it is those judgments, our fearful judgments, our fear of how we will be judged that we've projected upon the world.
Yeah, and they're all self-judgments. We've already laid them on ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable. So when we get on the merry-go-round, we can choose. Are we going to ride the unicorn and enjoy the ride, or are we going to get on the dragon and have an experience of terror? We get to choose, but it's just a ride. It's just a temporary trip around the sun.
Yeah, Yeah. And so God wipes away all the tears connected with the fearful ride we've been on. And we can gently awaken.
Yep. We can get off the merry-go-round anytime we want to. Yep. And I think today's a good day to start doing that. To step back from the drama, step back from the illusion. It's just going to keep going round and round doing what it's doing. But our peace of mind, our salvation lies in our defenselessness. Our strength lies in our defenselessness. We need do nothing except take a good deep breath, join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, and ask the simple question and be willing to listen to the answer. What is the truth? And so it is.
And so it is.
And God himself shall wipe away all tears. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us here. We love you. We know you're there. And we appreciate your love and your companionship in this journey home. God bless. Stay the course. We're committed to staying this course with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send